President Joe Biden has delivered on his promise to punish Russia for misconduct that he says was ignored under his predecessor. He's announced sanctions, including the expulsion of diplomats and limits on buying new sovereign debt. We spoke to the head of Russia's second largest lender.
I think inevitably Russia will respond, Russia will retaliate, there will be tit for tat, you know, situation. Unfortunately, we didn't want it, particularly with the view of possible summit between Mr. Biden and Mr. Putin. But we expect that some retaliation will take place.
Now, the pause of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine could last weeks. That's according to the head of the advisory panel, expected to make a recommendation about if and when shots can resume. It's weighing the evidence after reports that six people who got the shot suffered rare blood clots in the brain. And Italy's debt burden is set to exceed the previous record set in the aftermath of the First World War. Officials say that this year's debt will hit almost 160% of GDP. The government is borrowing another 40 billion euros for stimulus. That pushes its overall pandemic spending north of 170 billion euros. Global news 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Leanne Gerrans. This is Bloomberg.